Hi, I'm Alan Tutt, and in this session, I will guide you through a process that will enable you to let go of an undesirable habit and replace it with one you prefer. Please know that this recording is not intended to replace professional therapy, so the types of habits we'll focus on in this session are ones that you are already prepared to change and just need a little extra nudge to make it happen now. If you want to change something more significant, feel free to contact me for a private one-on-one session in which we can deal with any of the deeper issues that may need to be addressed. However, I will also say that it can sometimes be surprising how easily a habit can be changed, and even a deeply ingrained habit you've been doing for years, because we don't always know what's going on beneath the surface, and sometimes things we think might be difficult actually turn out to be easy, because your deeper mind is more than ready for a change and simply needs your permission to do so. I also understand how strange this might sound, that your deeper mind might need your conscious permission to change a habit, especially if this is something you've tried to change on your own and couldn't. But this is often the case because few of us have ever been taught how to effectively communicate with our deeper minds. And that is my role in this session, to guide you step by step through the process that will communicate to your subconscious mind what you want it to do for you from this point forward. Now, before we begin, feel free to make any adjustments you need to make so you can focus comfortably for the next 30 minutes or so, as we will be using a form of hypnosis in this session. So if you need to get a drink of water, turn off your phone, or dim the lights, go ahead and take care of these things now. Next, you need to select one specific habit you would like to change in this session. This could be any habit of thought, habit of emotion, or habit of action that you would rather be different from what it had been up to this point. Some examples could be habits of thinking of yourself as unworthy of success, of love, or any other good thing you would like to experience more of in your life. It could be a habit of feeling rejected when others don't respond the way you think they should. It could be a habit of procrastinating, or even jumping into things without being prepared. A good way to select a habit for change is to empty your mind, calm yourself, and ask your deeper mind what it is now ready to change, and be open to whatever comes up in your mind now. And if nothing comes to mind right now, that's okay, because when we get into the hypnosis part of this session, you will be more deeply connected to your subconscious mind, where it can more easily respond and present a clear and definite idea when the time is right. As you know, there are times when you may consciously want to do a particular thing, or to not do a particular thing, yet we can feel compelled to think, feel, or act in ways we didn't intend, because our deeper subconscious mind is actually more powerful than our conscious mind. And yet, your subconscious mind can be led easily to make certain changes when we communicate what we want in the right way. For example, if you were to imagine yourself relaxing, letting go, and releasing all tension or stress in your body, and remember what this feels like, to the point where your flesh just sinks down into the surface beneath you. You can already start to feel your body responding to your conscious intention, and the more you imagine the outcome you want in rich, vivid detail, the more your subconscious mind responds to doing what you want it to do. And if you were to imagine yourself having a good time, doing something you really enjoy, with all of the feelings that come along with the experience, and focus on the details of this experience, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the tastes, and everything you would feel as you immerse yourself now in this wonderful experience, you can start to feel those same emotions coming up again now, because you are communicating with your deeper mind in a way it understands and responds to. go ahead and allow yourself a moment to fully experience an enjoyable memory. It can be anything that makes you feel good. And as you imagine all of the sights, sounds, feelings, and other sensations connected with this experience, allow yourself to become fully immersed and absorbed by the experience, to the point where the outer world just fades away, and your entire reality is contained within the single experience. That's right. Allow yourself to truly enjoy this experience and notice the good feelings coming up within you now. And it's possible to imagine these wonderful feelings growing stronger, more powerful, and becoming more intense, maybe even to the point where the feelings are even more important than the experience itself. Because this is what gives you pleasure, and the energy of this pleasure can spread throughout your entire body and mind, wiping away anything unlike itself, including any tension or stress that may have been in your body before this moment, or any doubt or worry that may have been in your mind earlier. Imagine that you are plugged in and connected to a source of extreme pleasure, a source of true love and joy and happiness and power. And since you are deeply connected to this source, you find waves and waves of pleasure flooding through your entire body and mind, washing away all negativity from your past and carrying it away where it will no longer bother you in any way. Just as a shower will wash away any dirt from your body, this stream of pleasure from your deeper source is washing away all of the pain of your past, all of the sadness, anger, guilt, shame, disappointment, frustration, or any other negative thing that may have affected you. And as this happens, all you really notice is the incredible sense of enjoyment, the love, the joy, the power of this stream of pleasure as it washes away everything negative from your past, giving you a clean slate, a fresh start, an opportunity to be free of the burden of past memories, which may have been keeping you stuck in old patterns you no longer want. And as the last traces of negativity are washed away from your memory, emptied from your body and mind, I'm going to direct you now to imagine that you are in a place where you can make real changes in yourself, changes that will result in new habits being formed to replace one or more habits from the past. Just allow the images and sensations to present themselves to you. Where are you now? What do you see? What do you hear? Is anyone else with you? Focus on the details of this place and allow yourself to feel connected to it. And as you do, know that you are connected to your own subconscious mind. And this is a place where you can work together to create new patterns of thought, new patterns of emotion, and new patterns of action that you can enjoy and benefit from in many ways. Somewhere in this place will be a screen on which you can see short movies. In a moment, we're going to watch a short movie from your past in which you engaged in a habit you'd like to change now. After we watch this movie, we'll identify what triggered the habit and then decide what you'd like to do instead in the future, whenever the same trigger happens again. And finally, we'll practice responding in this new way a few times so you can get used to the new way of responding and it becomes a natural, automatic habit you will enjoy having. Because your mind and body have been cleansed of all negativity from your past, you will be able to watch this short movie without any negative feelings. And this will give you a clear perspective to see things in a way that gives you deep insight into the nature of the habit and how it can easily change to something more appropriate. Your incredible clarity of mind will also enable you to find new and better ways of responding to the same situations, with a better habit that will give you the results you truly want. And when you find these better ways of responding, you will feel great and proud of yourself for having thought of such wonderful things to replace that old habit. Okay, so sit back and get comfortable. Then take a look at the screen. An image comes into focus, showing you in a situation where you expressed an old habit you'd like to change now. The movie starts before the habit thought, feeling, or action occurred. Notice what's happening on the screen before the habit was triggered. And as the movie plays through the experience, pay attention to what triggered the habit thought, feeling, or action. Now see on the screen how you responded to the trigger to start the habit, and what happened when you followed through with the habit. Did that old you notice what was happening and how it was going to make you feel later? It's okay if that old you didn't notice such things, because you now have a clearer mind, a better perspective on the matter, and will create a new habit to replace that old one. Pretty soon, another short movie comes up on screen from another time you engaged in the same habit. Again, it starts before anything triggered that habit. And again, you can watch through this movie as quickly or as slowly as you'd like, so you can see what triggered the habit, how you responded, and how it eventually made you feel later. Reviewing the second movie from your past gives you more insight into the nature of that old habit, what triggered it, and why you somehow chose to do that instead of something else. Okay, we're going to watch one more short movie on that screen. Again, the movie starts before the same habit was triggered in a different situation. Again, you can play through this movie as quickly or as slowly as you need to notice the details of how the habit was triggered, how you responded to the trigger to initiate the habit thought, feeling, or action, and how it later made you feel. And at this point, the screen goes blank, and all the movies stop. You can once again notice that you are still connected to your inner source of good feelings. And the stream of joy, love, pleasure, and power is still flowing through your mind and body, giving you an incredible rush of energy and good feelings. And somehow this stream of good feelings and positive energy is giving your mind a boost, helping you understand things better and be more creative, so you can find better ways to respond to those same situations from now on. This series of three short movies, showing how that old habit got triggered and how you somehow chose to respond in that old way, gives you incredible insight into the nature of that habit and how it can now be replaced with a new habit of thought, feeling, or action, which will now give you a better feeling when you respond in this new way. And with the incredible rush of energy and positivity flowing through you now, an idea for a new habit comes to mind, a different habit that you can easily do instead, and will give you many more positive feelings, both in the moment of doing it and later when the situation has changed. Let's take a moment and watch on the screen what this new habit might look like. Look at the screen and watch as a new image comes into focus, an image of you in a future situation where the same trigger occurs. But you now respond in a new way, with a new habit, and watch how you respond to that old trigger with the new habit of thought, feeling, or action, and how this leads to a different outcome. If you notice anything that seems odd, this is a great opportunity to refine this new habit. You are the director of this movie, and you can instruct the actors in how to play their part. Give them all the direction they need so the movie is perfect. Play through the scene a few times to make sure everything is exactly the way you want it. Good. Now, put yourself in the movie and play the part yourself. Start before the trigger occurs, and when it happens, play out the new habit exactly as you instructed the actor to do it. Practice this a few times. You're really getting this. Okay, let's set up a new scene, another situation in which that old habit may have happened, and play through this scene using your new habit. Notice all of the details in this scene, the sights, the sounds, the feelings and emotions you will experience as you engage in this new habit leading to more enjoyable outcomes. Practice this scene a few times until you really feel natural doing this new habit. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to give you a minute or two to practice your new habit in as many different situations as you can. And the more you engage in this new habit, the more natural it will feel, until you just do it automatically, without thinking, because you have practiced it so many times. The next time you hear my voice, this new pattern of thought, feeling, or action will be firmly established in your deeper mind as a new way to respond to any situation in which the same trigger occurs, as well as any other thing that could have triggered that old habit. And all of these triggers will now cause you to respond with the new habit, because that old habit has been wiped out, erased, and removed from your repertoire. By Jove, I think you've got it. You have done wonderfully well in this session, and we're now at the end of the process. In a moment, I'm going to end this session by counting from 1 to 5. And when I reach the count of 5, you will be wide awake, feeling refreshed and energized, and fully prepared to start responding to those old triggers with a new habit of thought, feeling, or action. The first time you do this, without thinking, might surprise you a little. And when you notice yourself automatically responding in the new way, you can feel proud that you have learned how to control your own habits, as you now have a powerful process to use to change any other habits you might want to modify. And while you can come back to this recording anytime you want to change various habits, I would recommend you allow yourself to make changes gradually, changing only one habit at a time, and giving yourself a week or two between habit replacements. And if you ever find a particular habit to be more difficult to change, you can use the same process multiple times for the same habit, knowing that each time weakens the old habit and makes it easier to replace with a new, more empowering habit. Every time you go into a hypnotic state and make a strong connection with your deeper mind, which you will know because you are able to feel such incredibly wonderful feelings when you do make such a powerful connection, you will find it easier and easier to quickly go into a deep and profound hypnotic trance anytime you want to connect with your deeper subconscious mind to give it a new set of instructions by vividly imagining what you want with all of the feelings involved in the experience. As you gain more skill in working with your deeper mind, and together changing various aspects of yourself to manifest better outcomes, it becomes easier to think of yourself as a powerful person who can achieve anything you set your mind to accomplish, because you do have everything you need to manifest a life of abundance and joy. And so, it's now time to end this session. And as I count from 1 to 5, you can bring with you all of the wonderful changes, insights, and lessons you've learned in this session. We start this process with the count of 1, and you can bring your attention back to your body and the room in which you left it. With the count of 2, you can take a deep breath to prepare your body for your return. 3. And you can remember the most important lesson you learned in this session, realizing that the changes you've made here will be with you for a very long time to come. With the count of 4, you can feel the energy returning to your body, and a sense of joy and freedom wells up within you as you realize you are no longer bound by that old habit, and can now enjoy the freedom of expressing a new habit you will truly enjoy. And finally, we reach the count of 5, and you can open your eyes, wide awake, and feeling simply incredible. Welcome back.